In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The fallen flesh is never satisfied, always wanting more. Though you very easily decry the evil world and culture around you, it is a reflection of your own fallen, sinful nature. If the world and culture are so bad, what do you do to restrain your sinful flesh? How do you discipline it? Or do you seek more frivolous treasures that won't last and don't last to devour? For what does your flesh, what does this dying world value above all else? What are the treasures of this life? Fame and honor, being well thought of. If you doubt it, consider what's said when someone dies or some other catastrophe happens. Nobody ever says, let us repent and seek the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. Nobody says he was a vile sinner who hated God and despised his word and sacraments. What you do hear are an overabundance of empty and meaningless platitudes. He was a good person who did his best. He was such a good person who followed God how he saw fit. So now he's in a better place. These are the treasures your flesh desires. Repent. This isn't what Jesus says. It's not what the Holy Scriptures proclaim. Jesus says the opinions of men are worthless. They won't save. The Scriptures reveal no other God than Him who is unity in Trinity and Trinity in unity, who's made known nowhere else than in the crucified Jesus, and found nowhere else than in his church in the Word and Holy Sacraments. He doesn't wink away your sins as though they don't really matter or turn a blind eye toward them. He is holy and just and hates sin. Your old man, though, is a selfish egomaniac. He doesn't care what Jesus says or the Scriptures reveal. What matters most is what you think of yourself, what others think of you, what makes you happy, but not what God says in His Word. If you rely on the things of this life, you will not stand before God. You'll be consumed in His wrath like so many ashes. Repent. Consider that ash. The branch waved on Palm Sunday has been consumed with fire and ground into dust. You deserve to be consumed with eternal fire that will never be quenched. You deserve to be ground into the dust of death. For sin defiles you. It makes you unclean. Not simply a smudge to be washed off later, sin blackens your soul and separates you from God eternally. It turns all your thoughts, words, and deeds to evil. It builds idols that cannot save. It despises God and His good gifts, and you can't do anything to escape its mess. It ruins everything, and it will drag you into the eternal, unquenchable fire. Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and unto dust shalt thou return. You will die. You will be condemned. Repent. You must discipline your flesh. This is why Lent emphasizes fasting, prayer, and acts of mercy. Lent forces you to turn away from your own selfish wants and desires and toward Christ Jesus in faith and your neighbor in love. For you cannot properly serve your neighbor apart from faith in Jesus Christ. The world, however, says that even an unbeliever may produce good fruit. But that's only further proof of the wickedness, of the rotten and putrid condition of the world. You cannot love your neighbor apart from Jesus. You can do nothing good apart from Jesus. So you must discipline and restrain your fallen lusts and urges. Through fasting, prayer, and loving service, you strive to let go of and have contempt for the treasures of this life and your fallen nature. You pray, fast, and serve your neighbor to force your weak fallen flesh to cling all the more to Jesus. That's why we're marked with ashes today. It's a reminder to the fallen flesh that it is weak, that it is sinful, that it will die. It's a reminder that it is ugly with sin. But know this, you don't do any of these things to earn God's favor or merit. You don't do these things to please Him. You never could. Nor do you do them to impress your neighbor and earn his admiration and respect. That's the reward of the Pharisees. If that's your purpose, repent and return to the Lord your God. You cannot save yourself. The treasures of this life will not last and cannot satisfy. In what then shall you hope and trust? In the Lord Jesus and in his mercy. He hates nothing he has made and forgives the sins of all those who repent. He is the Lord your God, and he desires not the death of a sinner. He desires only that you turn and live. Thus, for you and for your salvation, the Lord your God has taken on dust of your dust and ash of your ash. You are neither abandoned nor forsaken. Your God is a man of flesh and blood. Your God is Jesus Christ, who knows your pains, your hurts, and your cares. Your God is Jesus, who knows your temptations and struggles, for he has perfectly and intimately united for eternity his glorious divinity with the substance of your dusty flesh. Where you daily sin much, Jesus keeps the law with perfect obedience. He knows all your hurts and struggles. He's tempted in every way that you are, but he endures it all without sin. He's perfectly obedient for the sake of your disobedience. Jesus assumes the substance of your dust to be burdened with your sins and iniquities, your temptations and idols, your disobedience and unbelief. Jesus assumes your dust to carry your sins to the cross and pay your penalty there. Jesus is consumed in the fire of the Father's wrath, reduced to ash and laid in the dust of the grave. But by his death, hell is ransacked. By Jesus' death, the devil's head is crushed and his hold on you is broken. By his death, your old sinful heart is removed. Instead, he gives you a heart like unto his own heart, loving, forgiving, faithful, and merciful. Jesus gives you a heart of repentance. He gives you a heart that fears, loves, and trusts in him above all things. That's why the ash upon your forehead, reminder and token of your sin and death, is in the shape of the Holy Cross. Jesus has conquered by the cross. He redeems you. He covers you with his own dust, baptizing you into his death and resurrection. Not only is the debt of your sin wiped out, but the superabundance of Jesus' good works now count as yours. And the whole creation is your inheritance. And as Jesus is risen from the grave, so shall he raise your dust from the grave. He shall recreate your body from the dust to be new and glorious. Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and so too is your God, and he lives, and you live in him. Return to the Lord your God, rending your heart. Discipline your flesh and deplore of your own works and merits. Discipline your flesh and cling to Jesus, to his cross. And as you now set your face with him toward Jerusalem, he will make you a partaker of his divine nature by the fruits and benefits of his holy cross. For Jesus has pity on you, forgives your sins without ceasing, and sends you grain, new wine, and oil. He sends you holy baptism and his own body and blood for food. Feast upon Jesus and be forgiven. Feast and be reckoned righteous for his sake. Feast and receive the treasure of heaven. It will never wear out, rust, or be stolen. It's eternal, and he gives it to you. Jesus gives you his body and his blood, and you are satisfied. In Jesus' name, amen.